I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Jonathan Gold is here. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. And today we hear his pick for the most intriguing opening of the year.
The restaurant we're going to is Shibumi, and it's different from any place you've ever been, probably. The chef, David Schlosser, has had a background very different from any other chef I've ever heard of. As far as I know, he was the only non-Japanese ever to work at Urasawa. And before that, with, you know, Chef Masa at Ginza Sushiko.
And how does that express itself on the menu?
The dishes are sort of obsessively cared for in a way that we haven't seen a lot here. There are probably 50 restaurants like in Tokyo, but there are none at all in LA. And the style is, I guess, vaguely Kappo Ryori, which just means that it's seasonal. He's as involved with, say, aging his own misos. I mean, there's like the two-week white miso, and there's like a miso that he says won't be ready until next year.
Wow. So are we making our own choices, or is this a place that you go to for a tasting menu?
Oddly enough, it's not an omakase place. Almost every restaurant that is like this would be, but his happens not to be. It's much less expensive than you would expect. The dishes are mostly between like $7 and $25, not so much. The best dish there, and this seems odd when I'm talking about a Japanese restaurant, is the cucumber. I mean, you never think of cucumbers, right? It's just a cucumber.
Well, I actually do, so I'm interested to hear what this is.
It's salted, hollowed out, stuffed with minced shiso leaf, and dried bonito. It's almost like a three-course meal, except it's just one tiny disc of cucumber.
I love that this is the marquee dish. Now, what about sushi-like items or fish-based things?
There are fewer fishy things on the menu than you might think there might be. There's always a sort of sashimi of sea bream from Japan, which is layered nicely with pickled ginger bud. There will almost always be monkfish that has been breaded in crisped rice and fried, like the fried chicken in a lot of Japanese restaurants. And the dish of salmon trout that has been hot smoked over cherry wood is really delicious. When you're getting towards the end of the meal, you should get a grilled rice ball, though it's unlikely that the people behind the counter will let you forget to get the grilled rice ball. It comes in a sheet of crisp nori seaweed, and they instruct you to eat it like a taco. It's somehow refreshing.
Wow, wonderful. That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Want all the info on Shibumi delivered directly to your phone, including Jonathan's favorite dishes? Just text the words good food to 69866, and we'll text you back with all the details.